There are a lot of Asian carp in the Illinois River just southwest of Chicago. Based on some DNA samples, small numbers of the fish may already be in Lake Michigan. But scientists say the carp won't damage the Great Lakes food web unless the fish start reproducing in the lakes in a major way. One thing the government is doing to keep more carp out of the lake is using a 3-unit underwater electric barrier in the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal that connects the Mississippi River system to Lake Michigan. Electrical generators sit outside buildings the Army Corps of Engineers have built along the canal near the city of Romeoville. Inside, project director Chuck Shea tells a group of journalists that early next month the Corps will change the settings on one of the barriers to make the electrical field more effective in turning away smaller Asian carp.
I don't think I can assign a number to by what degree we are improving our defenses. I mean, they're pretty darn good right now, we believe.
Wisconsin Sea Grant Program fisheries specialist Phil Moy says adjusting the settings of the barrier may indeed deter smaller fish. But he says tinier organisms like types of plankton may be able to get through, either from the Illinois River to Lake Michigan or vice versa.
No one's really necessarily looking at some of that. Is it causing food web disruption or food web changes or changing the nutrient value of what the little fish might be eating?
Given the difficulty of completely shutting down movement of aquatic critters between the Mississippi River Basin and the Great Lakes Basin, two studies are looking at a much bigger proposition, namely separating the two water systems and altering Chicago's storm and wastewater infrastructure. Some groups are already making major proposals.
Basically, this is where the Chicago River becomes the sanitary and ship canal.
Josh Mogerman of the Natural Resources Defense Council stands in Chicago's Canal Origins Park and describes how the local waterway system flows together. Mogerman says it's time for a closer look at installing a permanent barrier between the canal and rivers that connect to Lake Michigan. He says river transportation would be affected, but could be shifted to rail.
There are a lot of discussions of new rail yards, and we're talking about locating things. Now is the time to be having these discussions.
The idea of major changes in the rivers doesn't please three groups: barge operators, some recreational boaters, and people who own tour boats and water taxis. As his big yellow water taxi chugs down the Chicago River, owner Michael Borgstrom of Wendella Sightseeing says he's opposed to separating inland rivers from Lake Michigan.
We seem to be singling out the Chicago area waterway system when in fact there are, 18 potential pathways for Asian carp and other invasive species to get into the Great Lakes.
A study of sites where the Mississippi watershed could mix with the Great Lakes watershed, especially during flooding, will be done soon. So will one of the probes into the basin separation issue. 17 attorneys general, including Wisconsin Republican J.B. Van Hollen, are already urging Congress to work toward permanent ecological separation of the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.